Everybody, welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox, and this is season 7 and it's episode 135. I had to go and check that. It's been a while. It's been June 16th was the last time I put out an episode. I was with Aiden from Wayflyer, which is incredibly popular, an incredible way to end. But it's been a month and a half. A lot's been going on, so today I'm going to catch you up on everything I've been up to. I'm going to tell you about the plans for season 7, what guests we've got, what new exciting stuff we're going to do. But we're going to start off with a giveaway. If you subscribe to the YouTube channel or the email newsletter, in the next 7 days, you have a chance to win an Entrepreneur Experiment hoodie, which I'll flash up on the screen now if you're watching on YouTube. Or if you're on the podcast, go to my Instagram and you'll see the pictures of the hoodie there. So you can get a black or a white one. Actually, no, we've only black ones in stock, so I'd have to order a white one in for you. I could order a white one in for you if you really wanted. So if you just subscribe to the YouTube channel or join the email newsletter in the next 7 days, or if you join both, you'll have 2 entries, and I'll pick a winner this day a week. Going to be promoting YouTube a lot this season. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. I feel YouTube is where I will be focusing a lot of my attention, so go and subscribe there anyway, even regardless of the competition. And why is that? Well, I'll fill in on what I've been up to. So I've been on break for a month and a half from the podcast, and I've been doing other things. I've been working on Project X, which I've been working on for a very long time, and we're making progress. We have made huge progress in the last month. If you work in planning or you're an architect, I could actually do with some help. So if you're in the community, if you listen to this and you work in either of those areas, I'd love if you'd reach out to me, especially if you're based in the southeast of Ireland. I checked my east and my west there. What else have I been up to? Just back off holidays. I was on holidays for a week, a little family holiday. Actually longer. I was on a family holiday for a week. And then before that, I went on a lads trip for 2 days. Every year, me and a group of my very close friends from home in Tip get together, because as you get older, life gets in the way. There's family, work, a huge range of commitments, and it's very easy for time to slide by and not get to spend time with each other. So every year we arrange a lads trip in August. It was a bit weird this year, I have to say. With COVID, we went to Cork, beautiful city, incredible. But it was just a bit complicated. The whole process was a bit convoluted in terms of finding places to go, things to do. Some places were closed, some places were open, some places were only open for takeaway. So I did find it a wee bit odd. Brilliant to do, but a wee bit strange. I was also surprised by how much retail space is closed in Cork. It was a bit depressing to see how many places had actually closed permanently or were kind of in a hiatus state of being neither closed nor open. It was really strange. But then went on a camping holiday for a week. We do this nearly every year. I still felt a bit uncomfortable about going abroad, so I didn't bother doing that. We took a camper van away and went along the south coast of Ireland, started off in Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford, Cork, did the whole trip along there, went to some beautiful places, Dungarvan, and then went on in Cork, but we kept coming back to Dunmore East. We started in Dunmore East and then left and then come back because it was just so beautiful. I'd never really spent much time there, and it's just a gorgeous town. You feel like you could be anywhere in the world. Now look, we were blessed with good weather, etc., etc., but what a place. Incredible. We'll definitely be going back there. And then I also did a YouTube course. So if you are a regular listener or you're on the email newsletter, you'll know I'm a big fan of Ali Abdaal, the UK YouTuber. He's a doctor who also is a YouTuber. I think he's a full-time YouTuber now because he's about on course to earn £3 million this year just from YouTube alone and all the ancillary businesses he does with it. But I did his course, so it's an online course you do for 6 weeks, 2 classes a week. It's probably a time commitment of between 10 and 20 hours, and it was pretty intense. Very, very high quality, though, and I did it, number one, to understand YouTube and to get better and to give myself the tools and the habit, but also to get better at the podcast, to level up this podcast, to bring it to the next level. When you're a solo podcaster, you've no real outside influences. You're kind of just working off your own gut and your own kind of yourself, your own work ethic to drive yourself forward. So it's great just to plug into a brand new community of creators who are creating. They're all over the world, like Australia, people from literally every single corner, Africa, America, Europe, everywhere. And it was great to tap into them and see their energy and see what they're doing. So I've done that, and that's why this podcast is now also on YouTube. So this will be going out every week on YouTube as well. We also have big news in terms of we have three new partners. I'm delighted. Three new partners who are all three great entrepreneurs as well. I like that kind of blend of entrepreneurs supporting other entrepreneurs. I think that's why they appeal to me and I appeal to them. So first up, we have Find a Venue. Sean and his team there. It does what it says in the tin. If you're a corporate organizer of events within the company, reach out to Sean and his team. They will help you with the whole process. Sean is just a bundle of energy. If you're looking to book a party, conference, just a venue for any sort of corporate event, findavenue.ie, and Sean is the guy you're going to talk to. And if that wasn't good enough, he's a fellow tip man. What more can you want? It's a great day for the parish. Next up, we have chapter.ie. So Chapter, Deirdre and her team are 360 degree branding experts. They're a creative studio based in Cork. So if your brand is a little bit stale, needs to be freshened up, or, and they are specialists in this as well, if you have an idea for a brand new product or company and have a budget to spend, they will help you from concept to getting it onto reality. So check out their website, chapter.ie. They will help you with anything to do with branding. I love storytelling and powerful branding. As you can see from my own branding here, it's something I get complimented on all the time. Big believer in how powerful that can be for your brand. Next, we have Bay Street Innovations. Gareth and his team there, they help small and medium-sized enterprises unlock their potential through technology. I like that tagline. So what it is that if you have a load of repetitive tasks that you're doing in your business all the time, they will help you design automations to take away that work or streamline it. Or if you need something brand new designed, you need a whole new software suite, they will help you. And this bit I like. If you're a non-technical founder, Gareth and his team will do consulting with you to help you build out the technical side of your business. I see this all the time. I chat to non-technical founders. I've been a non-technical founder. The one thing you struggle with is finding technical people to help you. So Gareth and his team at Bay Street Innovations will help you. They're all linked below. If you're watching on YouTube, they're also all linked in the description, and they'll all be linked in my email newsletter, so you'll get to meet them over the course of the next 10 weeks. Anyway, I'll be back on Thursday with the interview and you'll get to find out more about them then. Also, now, the new season, what is happening? So we're going to keep the format of the Monday, Thursday. So every Monday you get the Idea Lab. So that's like a 15-minute Dear Diary with Gary. It's just stuff I find interesting, stuff I find cool, things that have kind of occurred to me during the week. Look, I've talked about a lot of things during the year. I've talked about my own personal kind of challenges, my own ambitions, stuff I'm thinking is cool, stuff I'm kind of trying out. I'll continue that format. And I'm also going to mix in some guest entrepreneurs. So me and guest entrepreneurs will have a chat about the three or four ideas that they are really getting excited about, or three trends they're finding quite interesting. I will mix those up. They'll be coming like every second or third week. We'll just see how that goes. That's something I'm going to experiment with and see if that's popular with you guys. The Idea Labs are very popular. We'll keep them super short, under 15 minutes, so don't worry. Nice, just a quick check on the time. They're 8.5 minutes. We're trending perfectly for this episode. And then every Thursday, we'll also have the interview series. That continues regardless. I am a big believer in long format interviews. I think so much value comes out of long format. And what I mean by that is not like your standard, you know, quick 5-10 minute interview with someone whereby they just get to talk about their highlights. I believe by talking to someone for 45 minutes to an hour, you get to unlock real gems and give someone the chance and the space to tell their story. That continues regardless. This week, we start off with Oisin Hanrahan. He sold Handy to Angie, which he now is the CEO of. They have over 5,000 employees across the States, a massive company and a serious entrepreneur and now CEO. So it's a huge one to start series with. And I am delighted to get to chat to Oisin. He's a really interesting story, even just to how he's dealt with COVID and everything over there. It's a really fascinating interview and insight into leadership during a very turbulent time and leadership on a big scale, and also how it relates right back to solo entrepreneurs. So I think it's going to be huge value there. Then we have Delma McGurk, the CEO and founder of Payslip. should be coming up the following week. They've just secured, well, not just, they've secured 8 million funding about 4 or 5 months ago now. They're based out in the west of Ireland. Then we have Gary McLaughlin from Glendalough, Glendalough Distillery. They sold recently also for a massive amount. Then we have Ron Toher from the Lias Group. And then finally, we have Jane from Tallyvest. And they're in the first 5 weeks. And then we have five more entrepreneurs coming straight after that. Now, I want to get your opinion on something. I want you to tell me whether you think live events will come back in the next couple of months, because I've been waiting. We obviously have the Entrepreneur Experiment private community that's been online only for the last 6 months, and I really want to bring it offline. I really want to bring it into person. We had a golf event, which was unbelievably good. It was great to see everybody in person, but obviously golf isn't for everybody. So I want to start doing live pods and meetups. So I have a plan to do 4 live meetups for the end of the year. Obviously, this is all COVID dependent. I want to do one in north, south, east, west. So I want to do one in Wicklow or Dublin. I want to do one in Cork. I want to do one in Galway or Mayo. And I want to do one up the north, probably in Omagh. And I want to do that just to get to meet everybody. It's been a long kind of 16 months for the community and a long 16 months for entrepreneurs, especially if you're a solo entrepreneur. So I want to try to get everyone together. Just, you can get far more value from each other than you can from listening to me once or twice a week. So I definitely want to do that. Let me know by email, Instagram, DM, carrier pigeon, comment on YouTube, whatever. Let me know if you think that's a good idea in terms of, yes, people now feel comfortable to go to live events, to go and meet up in person. I know people have varying opinions about vaccinations and all that jazz, but we can cover that closer to the time. But do let me know. If you're in the private community, get on the message thread now and let me know. If you're a regular listener, message me directly and we'll have a chat. I think it's time. I think we're all ready to get back out there and start meeting people again and start having a normal life again. And that's it. Very short, very sweet, to the point. That is the first Idea Lab of the year. How did I do on time? 12 minutes, 12 seconds. That will do for this week. I will see you on Thursday for my chat with Oisin Hanrahan, founder of Handy and now the CEO of Angie. I will see you then.